Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include delays in burials in the city and artworks arriving by horsepower. But first, to a brave policeman.
An off-duty police officer who arrested two weapon-wielding criminals in a supermarket car park has been nominated for a bravery award. PC Stuart Watson has been shortlisted for a police bravery award and will find out if he has won at a ceremony in London. He has been nominated for his actions while on a shopping trip to Tesco at Harford Bridge on the Norwich outskirts. When he pulled into the car park, he noticed a commotion around one of the cars. He approached to see a man standing by the vehicle wielding a lump hammer, or small sledgehammer, and a woman in the front seat. Both were in an argument with a Tesco staff member. After PC Watson had pulled the staff member to safety, the man swung the hammer at him. He dodged the blow, but the woman reached out of the car window and hit him on the head with a spanner, leaving him with a severe concussion. PC Watson tackled the man to the ground and pulled the hammer away from him. He arrested the pair who had been accused of shoplifting. The awards are organised by the Police Federation, and the Norfolk chairman, Eric Bradley, praised PC Watson.
Norfolk's biggest health trust picked up an award and had two shortlisted candidates in this year's NHS Innovation Competition. The radiology team at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital NHS Foundation Trust won Best Service Improvement, while two other entries from the Trust were finalists in the Patient Safety and Software Technology categories. Led by Philippa Tate, the Norfolk and Norwich's radiology team explore the use of targeted text messaging to reduce rates of patients not attending an appointment. Their scheme was credited with saving the Trust more than £135,000 and improved the level of customer service. The awards ceremony was hosted by BBC Lookies presenter Susie Fowler-Watt at the Radisson Blue Hotel at Stansted Airport. Dr. Anne Blackwood, Chief Executive at Health Education England, said, "We continue to recognise the very best ideas in health and care innovation from across the region. More so than ever, the NHS needs bright ideas to help address healthcare challenges and improve patient services."
Food, glorious food. There was plenty of it at the Forum in Norwich. Culinary delights of all kinds tickled the taste buds of thousands of visitors to the Norwich Food and Drink Festival. Stands offering everything from chutney to craft beer were kept busy both inside and outside the building, with a giant inflatable chili providing a focal point. While some visitors were downing suds at the Adnams Beer Garden, others had their photos taken at a selfie station set up by the event's major sponsors, Cousins Hardy Solicitors.
Families are facing waits of up to 6 weeks to have loved ones buried in Norwich's cemeteries. The City Council says the delays are caused by high demand, and recruiting more grave diggers would only push up the cost of burials. For Debbie Moore, whose father Donald Folkard died on May the 10th, the wait is finally over. She will have the chance to bid him a final goodbye and lay his body to rest at Earlham Road Cemetery soon. But Mrs. Moore says action is needed to prevent other families going through the same distress she has.
A 76-year-old grandmother has had her hair shaved off to raise money to buy a new wheelchair for a friend. Scores of onlookers watched as Anne Dupont from Norwich had her head shaven clean at the Forum. The kind-hearted act was made to support Reed Manson, 33, who has conditions including functional neurological disorder, which has led to leg weakness and paralysis. Mrs. Dupont said she was happy with her new makeover. She said it's a funny sensation. Reed has a manual wheelchair and unfortunately Due to his medical conditions, he is unable to push himself very far without pain, which can cause seizures. He therefore relies on friends, family, and care workers to push him if he wishes to go out. Mrs. Dupont resolved to raise the £2,500 to £3,000 needed for an electric wheelchair to give her friend more independence, and she has so far raised about £2,000.
In Higham Park, the battle lines are being drawn. On the one side are campaigners calling for tougher measures to be taken against dogs. On the other are owners who argue that they are being unfairly targeted. The debate has been provoked by a petition set up by Sarah Tunnicliffe, 41, a mother of three from nearby College Road. In it, she calls for Norwich City Council to introduce measures to, in her words, reclaim the park from antisocial dog behaviour. She says she started the petition on the change.org website after witnessing several breaches of the park's rules on dogs. I've experienced dogs taking food from my children. My youngest daughter, Cleo, who is 18 months, has nearly been knocked down by dogs jumping up. But this isn't just about my experiences. She added, my two boys are 10 and 7, so I'm more robust. But since I've had Cleo, it's become difficult to go into the park again. I'm constantly having to look out for dogs and their foulings. Her proposed solution is to keep dogs out of the play area and games field, and to fence off an unused bowling green to create a zone in which dogs can run off their leads.
More than a century has passed since heavy horses last paraded through the centre of Norwich. But they return to the city's streets, this time pulling a rather unusual load. The eight horses, including Suffolk Punches, Percherons and Shire horses, were hauling vintage carts carrying more than 100 artworks for a major new art festival which has opened in the city. British Art Show 8 is being held at four venues throughout the summer and features work from leading artists from around the world. Although the art involved is modern, the method of delivering the works was decidedly old-fashioned.
It is a typically British scene and a classically Norfolk landscape. Families with picnics, stalls selling homemade products, traditional activities for children, and of course, lots of polo, were among the highlights of the annual Norfolk Polo Festival. The event at Langley Abbey Estate drew scores of people from across the region. As the players battled for sporting glory, visitors could peruse stalls and even get up close to the new helicopter used by the East Anglian Air Ambulance. Representatives of the charity were also at the event, as all proceeds raised from the weekend will be donated to the Air Ambulance.
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.